Hello, Sean. Happy Thursday.
Yes. And before before we get rolling, I do have a question for the newsroom. So what's the bit that you and the real Michael Dixon have going on with Colonial Updates?
Well, he called me Baldy, so I called him Will Connerly and then Bruce.
Okay.
And then when I stumbled over Nathan Evaldi, he called me Evo.
And I heard the helpline, I think it was like a week or two ago.
Yeah, and so I've been thinking about that, and I can't get Evaldi out of my head.
You said it right just now, Evaldi.
Yeah, Evaldi, yeah, but for a long time I was saying Evaldi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now I can't, it's hard for me to correct
that. Well, it's spelled E-O.
I know.
V, so.
Yeah, I say it that way too, Lando.
Well, apparently you're wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. And so was I.
I don't want to be.
So was I.
And I want to say I say it correctly, but now I don't know.
How do you say it?
I say Evaldi.
Evaldi?
But even that, you're kind of saying
now
the second
and again,
part a little long.
Every now and again, I say EO, just because it's EO, Valdi. But I know everybody says Evo, so.
Yeah, EO seems like a cool name, but Evo, it's like Evaldi. It's, I guess you just have to say it enough. It's like a Tenacumpo. Mm-hmm. You can't read it. You just have to say it enough times without thinking about
it. The best part Evaldi. About that was the show that watches a combined 30 minutes of baseball a season is the one that called him out on a baseball game.
To be fair, it was a helpline caller.
That's true, yeah.
But then also, Jamie Newberg was apparently upset with how I was pronouncing it, and I felt bad about that. It's like, I don't want to upset Jamie Newberg.
Of all the people you don't want to upset
right.
on the Ranger front, he's pretty high.
Sorry, Jaime Newberg.
But yeah.
Just don't put your pinky up for him to shake it like Killer.
Well, we got...
Evaldi. He's on the mound.
Evo going tonight against Arrigetti, who... Nearly no-hit the Rangers last time before the actual combined no-hitter of this week. So
it's going to be rough tonight.
Go Diamond Talk. Another one. Before we get going, we are going to talk a lot of baseball today. We're going to talk crotch chops, CBA. There's also Ohtani. We have to mention stuff about Ohtani at 235. And in 155, we're not going to do a full segment about how maybe Skip Schumacher needs to learn how to intentionally walk somebody. But tomorrow at the Temple, or shouldn't call it the Temple, it's the Shed or the Barn or whatever you want to call Globe Life Field, they're giving away a bloodstained Nolan Ryan jersey. And there was a terrific article that was dropped earlier today, and we want to get into that at 155. And Monty will send us some news at 215, and we'll talk legacy and small market dynasty. We're on the cusp of that with the Oklahoma City Thunder there, Ham. But you guys wanted to talk something else that was sports and, you know, bodily fluid adjacent here, right?
Yeah, I saw this pop up. I think it was John Boy tweeted this out when we were up here watching the Ranger game last night. And we are the baseball show of record, so we try to stay in touch with the rest of the sport. And I saw this from the Rays-Orioles game from last night, which was also Bark at the Park night in Camden Yards, which was really cool. And they did a bit where instead of the player pictures, they would put adoptable dogs on the scoreboard.
It's a great idea.
Very awesome. So, yeah, when you see Gunnar Henderson and you see a boxer or something, it's like, oh, okay, I want this dog. I'll name it Gunner.
I really like that they do this up here in the plaza at the American Airlines Center. Like when nothing's going on, just during the day, you'll look out there, and the SPCA will have like a photo and like the bio on a dog that's up for adoption.
Oh yeah,
is the dog that made that guy tear his ACL in the minors up for adoption?
Well, he got suspended.
The dog got suspended.
The dog's been put on the shelf.
They popped him.
Because a prospect tore his meniscus or something.
Does the dog know he's been suspended? Is he suspended without pay?
Not at all.
He has no idea.
He just doesn't have to go in.
He was licking his nuts when they were handing that suspension down. He doesn't care.
Come into my office.
Does he have to sign something by just putting his paw in ink and like patting the paper? Like, okay, fine, here.
They're calling another dog up from like rookie ball.
A-ball.
It's like, man, I don't know if old Rusty's ready for this yet.
Because this happened in what, Tulsa?
Tulsa Drillers, I think
Double
it was, yeah.
For the
Dodgers. And it was one of their big prospects. But anyway, back to that Rays-Orioles game. It wasn't about the Bark at the Park, but I saw a video of pitcher Jonathan Heasley. So he's been out of baseball for a couple years, made his debut with the Rays last night, and the Rays were just getting blown out. A rarity for the Rays, who have been the best team in the American League. And there's a video of he steps off the mound, and then he barfs.
Yeah.
Two times. The trainer goes out there, and I didn't know any context. I was like, okay, maybe it's a warm night in Baltimore or something. That happens.
Maybe,
I
don't know. Ebola?
Some bad fish.
Could be. Yeah. The hantavirus. I don't know what it was, but I was just like, okay, this is gross. I'm not going to look at it again. And then Justin shows up today. He's like, dude, did you see the picture that puked last night? I was like, yeah, bro, I saw that. It was disgusting.
Well, that's not, like, totally rare, because Adrian Hauser famously did it a bunch.
Yeah.
Former Ranger farmhand who is now, I believe, pitching for the Giants. And every now and again, or every season or two, you'll see somebody York on the field. And it's not just in baseball.
I feel like it's the most common in football. We'll see that because they... And I feel like it happens more often in football than we see if it's on the sideline right. or something. Like we heard about Micah a couple of years ago when he took the pre-workout and puked on the sideline.
Yeah,
like I feel
right.
like that happens in almost every game where you're just running a little hot.
There's a famous photo of Donovan McNabb at the line of scrimmage barking things out, and then he decides to York.
That's got to be the most, especially in baseball, if you're on the mound because you're the... Like you're basically on an island, and the camera is on you pretty much the whole time you're out there. And if you step off, they're going to be focused on you. Like, you can kind of hide in left field. Like, if you puke in left field, nobody's really going to see
it. I mean, the people in the stands might.
They will, but
the camera's not going to catch you.
Yeah. Like, Zeke Duran last night had to leave because he got sick. We don't know if he puked or not. We didn't see it on TV, so it didn't happen.
Or maybe he had the great equalizer.
It could, yeah. But in with Hauser, it's happened.
Because they called him the Vomit Rocket, right?
I think so.
That's a dubious nickname. Like, he's put together a decent career, but that follows him.
Like, you're known as the puke guy?
Well,
you don't want to be known as that.
As they said in Superbad, people don't forget.
Yeah. So this was in the fifth inning. It was after, like, three pitches. He's bringing in, no pun intended, mop-up duty. And he pitched the rest of the game.
Okay.
So I didn't know. Like, I just figured it's like... in school where if you puke, you have to go home. But I guess in baseball, if you puke on the field, they'll just bring water out to you, and then they'll just play around it, and then you get to finish.
And you said this was his season debut?
He hasn't pitched in a couple years in the majors.
Okay, so I understand the nerves aspect there. And even like guys that have been in the league forever, they still say they get butterflies because you're pitching in a big league stadium in a place with three decks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can... You can get a little, get the butterflies, get the collywobbles, as my dad might say.
Yeah, or it's just the heat, or you've drank too much Gatorade or something in the bullpen. You're trying to get hot fast out there, and then you have to go out, and it's just a combination. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised it doesn't, especially when the Rangers were playing outside here in the heat. Like, I'm surprised we didn't hear about it happening more often.
Yeah, that is true.
In, like, the hot climate, where you're just super hot.
Because that used to happen to us during, like, junior high and high school football when... we were being punished by running like a snake or air raids. Invariably, somebody would always, you know, not have enough electrolytes or not have enough hydration, and you would see like lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It was...
Or the summer workouts, like you go in the summer and you go early, but it'd still be almost 100 degrees. There's always somebody that's going to puke at those.
And wouldn't ice hockey be the worst sport to do that because of the playing surface? Like you would, Justin, weren't you saying the ice girls would have to go out there and work a little harder than they normally do?
Yeah, they'd probably have to slow down and really put some back into cleaning that part. And they normally are just trying to skate by.
Yeah, I wonder what the protocol for that is. Because we found a video of Philip Gustafson, the Wild goalie, puked in net this year at some point. And I think they took him out and they put in the backup. But yeah, do you stop the game? Because if there's blood on the ice, they can... You've seen that before, where they'll come out and they'll spray it, and then they'll wipe it up, and it's pretty easy. But if there's like a big old pile on there, do they have to?
Maybe you repurpose that bat dog, send him out there, like, in 5 minutes,
lick it up. It's like, oh, this is yummy.
He'll take care of it.
He's just sliding around on the ice. He can't quite get his bearings. But you've seen like a chunk be taken out of the ice, and they can repair that simply by, you know, using water just to repatch it. I guess you would have to maybe chisel up the area that freezes over between periods.
That'd be a long-term big step. Yeah, but would that work instantly, freezing back over?
I think you'd have to do it during an intermission before the Zambonis roll out there. But they can, I mean, I don't know. I think, like, field crews and ice crews, I'm fascinated by, like, the guys that have to come out and, like, fix the mound quickly.
Yeah.
And they're just pounding the hell out of it with that piece of metal.
Yeah, and then do they just leave it behind the mound, or they spray water? So if there's a grounder up the middle and the ball gets all pukey,
just throw a little Diamond Dry on it and rake it out.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, just the logistics of it. Because I've never, other than the video we saw of Gustafson, I haven't seen it happen in hockey before. Like, I wonder if it's maybe we're just watching more Stars games than anything, and
well,
we just
and
don't
the
know
shift
what happens.
Is so short in
right.
hockey. Like, if you're out there for 2 minutes, you've been out there for a long time.
Yeah. And you can just go back to the bench and, mm-hmm. and do it in a bucket or something.
Did you ever do it when you were playing high school or college football?
I don't puke. I haven't puked in, it'll be 26 years this September. So just can't do it.
So you have calendar. Like a Jerry Seinfeld-esque vomit streak.
What was his vomit
like
streak?
20 or 25
Oh, yeah,
years.
Mine's more. I know Junior had a record vomit streak for a long time. His was over 20 years.
I don't know if it was a record. It was just...
It was a ticket record.
It was a PR.
It was talked about on the station. Yeah. So.
I puked this weekend.
I know.
The least surprising thing.
We assume you puke every weekend, Lando.
Did you do it after you like fell on the drum kit?
No. Different occasion.
Let
different
us know a weekend story. You don't puke.
Okay.
Is Lando the puke the most of anyone at the station, we think?
Probably.
I did during a show one time.
You did. And that was kind of badass.
I mean, I didn't think so.
I thought it was cool. Well, yeah, it was like, I don't know. There's a cool way to puke.
Now,
where
I didn't
you,
do it no, in the studio.
Not. Yeah, there is. Like, you could be a like Willie Beeman throwing up in the huddle and then, or no. Was it, remember Riley Dodge in the state championship game?
Yeah,
like
with
puked before the
yeah,
play and then he threw a touchdown? That's badass.
I always feel like a dog going to the bathroom. I don't want you to look at me.
Yes.
My eyes are bulging out of my head.
And I'm a violent vomiter, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'll have like blood vessels pop around my eyes. I look terrible.
Yeah,
for, like,
your
a
eyes
week.
Are like that. Those people in the Guinness Book of World Records where they're
just bugging out.
But you came back and you finished the show.
I guess.
You did good.
All green.
It wasn't my proudest moment.
That was a big, yeah, that was a big thing, though, when, at least in middle school, was I think our coaches kind of took pride in watching us get sick.
It's very weird.
Is that pre, who's the
This was early
Viking
2000s. Corey Stringer.
So we started, yeah. So Justin and I are the same age, so going into 7th grade, two-a-days happened, like, right after Corey Stringer died, within a week or so.
Mm.
So it was, like, they would give our offensive linemen more water than the skill position players.
Bigger
I think
boys.
They were worried about the bigger kids.
Sure,
it was like,
yeah.
Receivers don't have heat strokes. You guys are going to be fine.
Corey Stringer was a lineman.
He was a big old boy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a big old dude.
Yeah, we had
see Randy Moss fall over.
We had the real janky PVC pipes.
Oh, yeah.
With the hose.
Like a
yeah.
fountain.
I loved those.
And it was like a million degrees outside, so like the coach, and this is like middle school, so the coaches don't know a damn thing at that level. And they just crank it on, and we've just like ran like a couple laps, and it's like at least 95 degrees, mm-hmm. like hot water coming out of that thing, and it's not refreshing whatsoever.
No, it was just to keep you from dying on the field, but yes. Our coach wouldn't let us do it unless we were operating at like 07 Patriots efficiency.
Yeah.
And we were terrible. We were off. I had one leg, and I was our center.
You guys are in the shotgun just all the time.
Yeah, just getting pancaked every play.
You're snapping the ball just by turning. And
yeah. And getting thrown into our quarterback. Yes, we were terrible, so we got water like maybe once a practice.
So you weren't calling out like plays pre-snap?
No, I would just crawl into the fetal position.
55 the mic, 55's the mic.
Just all I would do is try to avoid hearing my dad sigh in the crowd.
Oh,
your
no.
Your backup's like, what do I have to do? To get on the field.
As long as my dad kept giving the team chicken at the end of the year, Monty got to play center.
You can't be bad at sports and academics.
So, yeah, luckily when Corey Stringer croaked, we got a little more water.
Yeah. So thank you, Corey Stringer.
Thanks, Corey.
We got more water.
Your death was not in vain.
Well, good thing we aren't doing lunch with the sweet spot.
By the way, to go back to the mix, Ham, did you find the audio?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this was...
I was besmirched by my
Let's see how close this was to Sean dropping a bad word. So the lights are on, you can't see it.
You watch enough Sherry, you just got a big old rack on your screen all the time.
The man, even when you turn it off, it's just the prints right there.
Gosh, that would be great if that happened.
Her show was canceled, and I still see him.
Did show was canceled.
Show? Yeah.
It's show.
Her show was canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fast. Her show was canceled.
Let's hear it one more time.
Her show was canceled.
I only hear show.
It's hearing show.
You're hearing the bad word.
I'm hearing
mind.
Show.
Her great
show
if that happens.
Her show was canceled, and I still see him.
Yeah, it's definitely show.
This is not a Yanni Laurel situation.
No, no, no. It was show. Her show was canceled.
Yeah. R.I.P. Sherry's.
Yeah, show. She's still doing fine.
Good. All right.
She looks great.